Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Florida State Basketball. This is your host, Nick Andre. Once again, appreciate you guys for tuning in. I hope that everybody's having a great week. Happy early 4th of July for everybody who celebrates. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people off work. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people having cookouts, having family functions, etc., etc. So I hope that you have a great, happy, and safe, happy 4th. Enjoy some fireworks. Enjoy good food, good drinks, etc., etc. So I'm definitely pumped for mine. You know, I'm going to be hanging out with a couple friends and family. So it's always a good vibe every year. And then, of course, you know, late at night, I'm going to watch a lot of the fireworks and I might pop some myself. It's been a long time since I've actually popped some myself. It's actually funny now that I think about it. I think the last time that I actually popped some fireworks myself was probably about like maybe 3-4 years ago. And it almost turned into a bad incident. Luckily, thank goodness that it didn't turn out bad. So maybe this year I might get back to it. Who knows? But if not, you know, I'm definitely going to enjoy my time as well. But like I said, I hope everybody's doing well for themselves, man. I've been real busy. You know what I've been doing a lot recently? I'll share this with the people. So just recently, I've just decided to just go back and watch a lot of old Florida State games. If you follow me on X, that you see that I post a lot of clips of like basketball games, basketball highlights, or like just basically possessions. And I've just been going back watching a lot of old Florida State games. Like even last week, I went back and watched Florida State and Duke, the men's team, back in 1992. That team with Charlie Ward, with Sam Cassell, Bob Sura, and so many others. You know, that was definitely a fun game. I got some other games saved on my laptop right now that I'm going to go back and watch. I'm going to go back and watch a game from like 2007, 2009, 2015, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I'm going to start doing now with the offseason. Being here, and you know, I'm so pumped. You know, I really can't wait for college season to come back. But I've just been going back to watch some old games, and you know, I'm a hoop head at heart, man. So it's always a joy for me to go back and watch games and just relearn history. But you know, anything that I see in those old games that I find really intriguing, I'm going to come on here and talk about it, or I might write an article and talk about it. So make sure to be in tune for all of that, man. You know, especially if y'all have been Florida State fans for such a long time, and you may remember a lot of those old teams, and you know, a lot of those old players that once played in Garnet and Gold. But yeah, I mean, that's what I've been doing a lot recently, man. That's really what I've been locked in on for the past week or so. But aside from all the old stuff, man, let's talk about some news that's been going on over the last week. First, I'll start with Darren Green Jr. will be playing in the Summer League of this year. So unfortunately, he did not get drafted. And I know that in a couple episodes ago, I was talking about where he could be, where he could be drafted, you know, as far as what position, whether it was first round, second round. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. I guess a team didn't really understand his true value as a player, especially as a sniper. But the one thing that I do love about the draft is that even though you may not get drafted, there still is an opportunity for you to play in the NBA. You know, whether you're on a two-way contract, and you may play for the team and their G League affiliate, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now with Darren Green Jr. So he has signed with the San Antonio Spurs Summer League team, and his first game is underway, I believe, this weekend or early next week. I have to go back and double check, but I'm happy for this. I'm definitely happy that Darren Green Jr. definitely gets to have this opportunity to play at some type of NBA level capacity or whatever it is. And if I were him, honestly, I would definitely use this as motivation, because I'm sure he was even upset that he didn't get drafted, because I'm sure that he felt like he was better than at least 60 players that was named in that draft. Or even, I'm sure that he believed that he should have been named in that draft. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the year that he had. I know that he had a lot of ups and downs this past year for Florida State, but I mean, if you ask me, and maybe this just might be me sounding a little bit biased, but he was definitely one of the best pure shooters in college last season. I'm not saying he's number one, number two, number three, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to put a number on it, but when you talk about all-around snipers in the country, in the NCAA, I think Darren Green Jr. was definitely one of them. You know, when this guy gets hot, you know, it's lights out, you know, and it's over for the rest of the team. And I think that a clear example of that was in the last regular season game against the Miami Hurricanes, a rival, an ACC rival, where he made 8 of those 3-pointers. And that was pretty much the biggest X factor for Florida State getting that win. So Darian Green Jr., and even last year, I want to say he dropped 31. I think it was against St. John's, I want to say, in the 2022-23 season. I have to go back and double-check, make sure that was the right team. But I know he had a 31-point game. But that was another example of him just being able to lead the way offensively and really being able to be a sniper from three-point range. So now he has an opportunity to now put his full game on display in the Summer League. And the Summer League is a great platform for a lot of young players. And the thing about him, and I love the beauty with him on the San Antonio team, he's going to play next to an elite point guard that I really love from USC named Isaiah Collier, who was selected fourth by San Antonio in the first round of the NBA draft. Isaiah is an electric point guard who can play make, who can score at a high level. You know, he can do a multitude of things. He has tremendous size on him. And I think that, to me, I feel like those two will be able to work so perfectly together, because Darren has always been off ball. He's an elite off ball player. He's good at moving without the basketball. He's good at running baseline. He's good at coming off of stagger screens. He's good at coming off the curls. So Darian Green being such an elite off ball player, that's what's going to allow him to at least be able to connect with a guy like Isaiah Collier if he does get the opportunity. And so for me, if I do see those two on the floor together, I'm expecting a lot of catch and shoots. I'm expecting a lot of screen action where, you know, where Darren's coming off of staggers, where Darren's coming off of pin downs. And you already know, I mean, I'll be real. Like, Darian Green also has one of like a really quick release as well. Probably one of the more quickest releases that I've seen in recent time. So with that being said, you know, that could be a recipe for success. So at the end of the day, and it's not always about shooting as well. You know, I definitely want to see what Darian Green can provide defensively. Like, this is his moment here to where he can prove himself as an all-around player. And I believe that he is capable of doing that. Obviously, like I said, you know, the Summer League is a great platform for a lot of young players, especially transitioning from college, from overseas, or wherever you came from. You know, this is a great opportunity right here. And luckily, Darian Green Jr. does have that opportunity. So I'm expecting a lot from him. Am I expecting big scoring performances? Maybe. Who knows? Maybe so. But I just want him to be comfortable. I want him to be comfortable, and I want him to play his game. So I am looking forward to Darian Green Jr.'s first Summer League game. And, you know, this is a San Antonio team who, even aside from the Summer League, you know, this is a team that's really building for the future, and I love it. You know, they got some key acquisitions. They also signed veteran Chris Paul over the weekend, which I think is really big, especially for this young team with so many young assets. Oh yeah, and on top of that, I didn't even think to mention this. You know, if Darian Green Jr. does make the final roster spot with the Spurs, he'll be teamed up with another former Florida State Seminole and Devin Vassell. And we've seen how much Devin Vassell has grown tremendously as an all-around scorer. And you know, Darian, I'm so proud of Devin Vassell, because, you know, especially coming into the NBA, many people viewed him as a 3-and-D type guy where all he could do was catch and shoot, you know, be a spot-up shooter. People didn't really see a lot of the skill set that he really had as an offensive player. Now, look, if you watch Florida State throughout those years, like 2018, 2019, 2019, 2020, then you know what he was capable of doing, especially on the offensive end. So now that we're able to see him elevate his game in the NBA, it's been super dope to watch. So, you know, that's just an example there of somebody who's playing in San Antonio and who has exceeded expectations in through 4 or 5 years of their career. So San Antonio could be a really great spot for Darian Green Jr. if he does make the final roster spot, or even if he is on a two-way and he spends some time in the G League and then he may get called up sometime. You know, Greg Popovich is one of the greatest coaches in basketball history, not just NBA history, but basketball history. I mean, you talk about 4 NBA championships, coaching the greats, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, David Robinson, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So Coach Pop, and I know that, you know, he has a very crazy sense of humor, but he knows how to elevate players, and he knows how to push players to exceed at the highest expectations. So, but back to Summer League, you know, like I said, you know, I'm hoping that Darian Green Jr. has a really good Summer League, and I hope that he's utilized properly. And hopefully, you know, this will be a great representation of him being able to get a lot of eyes on him. Because, like I said, you know, I think that he was one of the best shooters in college last year. And if he's able to put that on full display in the Summer League, that'll be really good for him. So, like I said, you know, please be in tune with Darren Green Jr. playing in the summer league, and we'll just see, you know, what goes on next after that. All right, as we move on, so you know, you guys already know the past couple episodes I've been talking about a lot of high school recruits that the women's team has been looking at. You know, there's a lot of great talent out there on the high school scene, on the high school circuit. So, and one thing about me, I'm a women's basketball hoop head, so I'm always tapped in to a lot of the talent that's out there. And I found out about one of the players that the team has been looking at. And this is somebody that I got recommended from a close friend. You know, they were telling me, like, yo, Nick, you got to check this girl out. Like, she's super talented. And when she does go to college, she can be a game changer. And that is Miss Zen Craft, who is a class of 2025 guard, forward, standing at 6'2". So somebody with a lot of size and a lot of versatility. And I had a chance to watch some of her highlights on Monday. I believe it was. So yes, it was Monday. And let me just say, I'm impressed. I am 100% impressed. I am 1,000% impressed with the talent that this woman has, this young woman has. Like, at 6'2", she can pretty much play any position on the floor. If you need her to be a guard, she could be a big guard. If you need her to be a post player, she could be a post player. If you need her to run the floor, run the offense, she can do that. If you need her to be a defensive stopper, she can do that as well. Those are players, to me, that are winners. And those are players that are needed with this Florida State program. And I'm so happy that the coaching staff had caught eyes on her. I don't know when exactly they caught eyes on her, but I know that she's had a lot of teams offer her. I know there's Florida State. I know that there's Florida as well. Please don't go to Florida. That's terrible. Virginia Tech, Georgia, Miami. That's another school that she does not need to go to. I'm joking, everybody. But I'll be real. I mean, she is somebody that everybody needs to pay attention to. And the one thing that I love is I love her perimeter game. I really do. And I love her jump shot. I love her mechanics. You know, it seemed like she kind of shoots it. Seemed like she shoots the ball from her right hip. And I really love that. And I love how, you know, how she balances herself and how she gathers herself and everything, especially when attacking the basket. She can absorb contact really, really well. She has tremendous size. So she shows that she's somebody that you can put the ball in their hands and she can make plays. She can make plays. She's fearless on the court. She doesn't care who's in front of her. She's looking to attack whoever's in front of her, whether it's single coverage. Even if you send over the help defender and she draws a double team, she's a really good passer as well, especially with her height. She has great vision and she can find open shooters on the wing, open shooters in the corner. She can find cutters cutting back door or cutting down the middle to the basket. Like, having that type of high IQ for the game is always needed. It's always needed. So, you know, anybody who may not be familiar with her, I would highly advise you guys to go look her up on YouTube. I know there's not necessarily a lot of highlights on YouTube, and a lot of the clips that I was watching, they're like a minute and a half long. So I had to watch like at least like 5 or 6 videos to like really get like my observation. And I honestly hope that, especially with her playing this summer, that somebody can post some type of full game, not even like a full game, maybe like a condensed game with like 15-20 minutes of, you know, just so I can get like a full observation of her. Because if I could see the full game of her and, you know, be able to see her strengths, being able to see her weaknesses and what she could work on and everything, that'd be dope. But she is an elite player. That's one thing that I could say. I mean, that's like, to pretty much sum it up, Zen Craft is an elite all-around player that people need to be in tune to. I mean, she's going into her senior year right now, and it's like I always say about seniors, you know, like, utilize that senior year to grow as a player, grow as a leader, a vocal leader on and off the floor, be able to set examples with the way that you play the game. You know, even when it's plays that's not being shown on the stat sheet, you know, making hustle plays, diving for loose balls, you know, stepping over and being a help defender, you know, just doing things that can help the team win. You know, that's what I always expect out of young prospects who are heading into their senior year of high school, because I think that's very important, you know, I think those are important things to develop when trying to transition to the college level, because the college level is 100% different. And you're going to need a lot of those tangibles to be able to succeed at the college level and even beyond. So that's something that I'm looking forward to, man. But like I say, you know, like I said, to sum it up, ZenCraft is a elite player. And if you have not been in tune with what she's been doing, I highly advise you to. Like I say, you know, there's a lot of, there's like a few clips of her on YouTube. I would highly advise you guys to go watch it, because if she does decide Florida State as her next school for college, this is going to be huge for the program moving forward. All right, moving on. We got to talk about, well, first and foremost, congratulations to Jonathan Isaac, who just signed an extension with the Orlando Magic, former Florida State Seminole. He just signed a 5-year, $84 million extension. And this is really big. This is a really big thing for Jonathan Isaac, especially when you look at his story, you know, coming into the league, you know, dealing with these injuries. He missed 2 seasons in a row due to rehabbing an ACL injury. And for him to come back and still be able to make an impact at this level is incredible. You know, the last year he averaged 6.8 points, 4.5 rebounds, a little over 1 block, and shot 51% from the field. And this is all while making the comeback. And his impact was definitely felt by the Orlando Magic, because if you watch the NBA, he and the Magic had a really great season. Made the playoffs for the first time in, I believe, like 4 or 5 years. And I mean, of course, they have a great young talent with Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, Wendell Carter Jr., and the list goes on and on. And Jonathan Isaac played a huge role on that team, you know, with his size and his versatility, you know, whether he could be a spot up shooter or he could put the ball on the floor defensively. He is just like a pest, you know, especially when guarding perimeter defenders. And, you know, he can switch out, you know, and be able to protect the basket when it's linked, depending on who he's matched up against. One thing that I love is that I think the one thing that I'll say, like, Jonathan Isaac has always been good. He's always been a great two-way player, especially during his time at Florida State. But I think, you know, even coming back from these injuries, I just feel like he's definitely a lot more disciplined. And I know that that's kind of weird to a lot of people, because he's always been disciplined on both ends of the floor. But I feel like it's like there's a lot more maturity now in his game. And I think maybe, you know, going through those years of rehabbing the injury, you know, that can definitely play a role in that, you know, coming back smarter, being more mature, you know, more disciplined in your game. And I think that we saw that. You know, I thought he had some good moments, especially in the first round of the NBA playoffs, you know, when they played against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Jonathan Isaac, I mean, he showed that his impact is very important to that Orlando Magic team. And he's been there for a while now. You know, he means so much to that franchise. So for him to be able to get that contract extension was just really dope, man. And Orlando's on the come up, man. Orlando's on the come up. I don't know how many people really be tuned into what they're doing, but they just signed a former 2-time champion, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who played a huge role with the Lakers when they won in the bubble, and even with the Denver Nuggets when they won last year in 2023. So being able to acquire a key veteran like that's going to be huge for them as well. And then their supporting cast is just like insane. I mean, I already talked about the main guys like Paolo, Franz, Wendell Carter Jr., Jonathan Isaac, Jalen Suggs, Markel Fultz, you know, and the list just goes on and on and on. So this Orlando team is going to be really fun to watch moving forward. I mean, they were fun to watch last year, and I thought they had a lot of dope moments, especially being one of the top 5 contenders in the Eastern Conference. But now, heading into this year, they're going to be even better than before. And I think Jonathan Isaac will definitely be much better than before. One thing that I hope to see more, I want to see him being more involved in the offense. You know, of course, like I say, you know, he can be a great spot-up shooter, but I want to see him bump up that point total, honestly, because I feel like he could really average double digits on this team. And I think that if he could average double digits scoring on this team could possibly be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference by far. Because, like I said, you know, Jonathan Isaac is just such a great player. And hopefully that's something that head coach Jamal Mosley looks at, because I think that, you know, utilizing him to his full advantage on offense will be really dope. So once again, you know, congrats to Jonathan Isaac for getting that contract extension. And you best believe I'm going to be tuned into a lot of Orlando Magic team, Orlando Magic games, you know, this upcoming year, just like I was last year. And last topic before we get out of here, congratulations again to former Florida State player Aaron Howard, who is now an assistant coach at Rice. Last year they went 19-15. They finished 9-9 in the AAC. And I'll say this, like, for women's basketball, the AAC was a really, really competitive conference. When you talk about a lot of the top contenders, I know Charlotte was a top contender last year. Like I said, Rice was one of them. I love what I saw at UAB last year. And there's like there's other teams, UTSA as well. So I mean, like, I'll be real, right? Or excuse me, the AAC was really, really competitive last year. I know that they're kind of like a smaller conference, and I know that they don't really get a lot of like mainstream attention per se. But if you really do love college basketball and you watch anything college basketball, then you will know that the AAC was super competitive when it came to women's basketball. And I think Aaron Howard is going to be an exceptional assistant coach and possibly in the future maybe become a head coach. But I think, you know, at least from what I saw Fuller say, you know, she's a great leader, especially as a senior, you know, with her just being able to lead by example on and off the floor, you know, being able to communicate with her teammates, you know, being able to be a key attribute on offense, being able to knock down three-point shots, be a great spot-up shooter, you know, be able to play anywhere on the floor. So Aaron Howard has the maturity, and she definitely has the type of leadership to be an assistant coach. And then, of course, her being a former player, that definitely does help, because now she can relate to a lot of these young players, especially with what they go through on a day-to-day basis. So having an assistant coach like that who understands the grind and understands the journey, that's very, very important. I think Aaron Howard will be able to fit into that culture so well. And like I said, you know, Rice was a really good team last year. They made it to the NCAA tournament, and they faced the reigning national champs, LSU, in the first round. And they actually had a pretty good showing in that first game. You know, I know they ended up losing that game by 10, but they actually had they had some really good moments against the reigning champions in that game. So, you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, what they could do this upcoming season. And I will definitely be in tune, because, you know, I mean, they were a good team, but they definitely had their ups and downs just like any other team does. But I think now heading into this year, they're going to be, in my opinion, even better than before. So I'm excited to see, you know, and of course I'm going to be in tune just because Aaron Howard is going to be on the sidelines, you know, being a coach, being an assistant coach for that team. So like I said, congrats to Aaron Howard on getting that assistant coaching gig. And this could be the beginning, you know, she could possibly be an assistant coach for a couple of years, and then who knows, maybe in the near future moving forward she could get a head coaching position depending on how this goes. So I'm really excited to see what's next for Amber Howard and her coaching career moving forward. But that's gonna wrap up this episode. Once again, thank you guys once again for tuning in. As always, I appreciate you guys for always, you know, giving me your feedback. You know, I love covering this team a lot, man. And you know, the fact that people reach out to me and say, you know, tell me how much they love the show is really dope. I know that there's still a lot that I'm working on. You know, I want to make sure I'm trying to get a video version of this podcast going hopefully soon. I'm going to get the YouTube going, so please make sure to be in tune for that. But once again, I always appreciate you guys for always listening and, you know, definitely giving me the good feedback that I've been given. But make sure to follow me on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at Nick Andre ATR. Make sure to check me out on chopchat.com. Shout out to the guys out there where I write for Florida State Basketball, both men and women. So please be in tune for those. You know, I have a lot of articles coming up soon as well over the next week or so. Once again, thank you guys, man. Make sure you guys subscribe anywhere you listen, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, you name it. Please continue to leave reviews as well, because they are definitely helpful, you know, to help grow this pod. But like I said, man, you know, happy 4th of July for many. And I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day.